Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we got a lot to get to. Cowboys questions that matter at the start of training camp. Remember, you'll hear from Jerry, Steve, and Shoddy and the crew 1 o'clock. It's Cowboys Welcome to Training Camp Presser. We're heading out right after the show. We'll be doing our show the rest of the week live from Oxnard. Now, does this Instagram post change your opinion about DeMarvion Overshown? So he's coming back from an ACL, MCL, PCL injury that he suffered in December. He posted, I believe it was yesterday on Instagram, "Good news from the doc!" Exclamation point. "We getting active this season." And I know everyone always gets excited. You want good news. And I have no doubt that DeMarvion Overshown has the want to get this done. But does this Instagram post change your opinion about what you will see from Overshown this year?
A little bit, yeah. If the doctor's saying that, it's not just him saying it.
For sure.
If he just got told by the doctor, "You've done everything you're supposed to do to be able to be ready for this, and it looks like you're ahead of schedule," then yeah, it makes me feel more confident. Kevin, when we've been discussing this, it's always been Overshown saying it.
Yeah.
You know, everything that we've discussed so far has been Overshown going, "Man, I'm thinking this. And you're like, "That's great that you're as optimistic as you are."
Sure.
And you also really want to be out there because you are still on a rookie contract, and there's a lot of factors that you want to tell people, "Hey, I'm coming back. Don't forget about me." But hearing the doctor say something like this makes me feel a lot more confident for sure.
Now, as we go through kind of the injury report brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction, that's Greystone-Roofing.com. Alec, does this Instagram post from DeMarvion Overshown, who again, in limited playing time, already named by his peers and scouts and coaches as the 8th best off-the-ball linebacker in the league, does that change your thoughts about what you could see from him this year?
Yeah, it does, you know, because the rehab process is going to be pretty vigorous. It's going to be, there's going to be a lot of check-ins and whatnot. And if they're telling him this far out from kind of where we were thinking he could possibly come back, if they're telling him now, you know, and if he's telling us the truth, which I don't think he has any reason not to.
Agreed.
If they're telling him right now, like, "Hey, yeah, you're going to play. Like, we think you're going to come back this season." I feel good. I really do. And I think that tells them that they're comfortable enough sending him out there. So, you know, he might have some rust from not playing for a while, but it wouldn't be one of those things where it's like, "Oh no, we brought him back way too early. He just does not look too good." So I'm confident that if he does come back, if he's saying that everything's looking good, it's going to be productive and it's going to be fun to watch because, like you said, the rest of the league thinks he's really, really good. And I usually defer to the people who work in the league when they do those things. I'm like, "Huh, I really like him. You think a lot more highly of him than I do. I should probably start thinking more highly of him."
And this is a dude that I have just thought was going to be awesome ever since he got drafted.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, injuries have derailed it. But, like, not that you don't root for all the Cowboys players, but you look at what Overshown costs versus, like, the potential.
Is that the first thing you always think of, Kevin, is how much does he cost?
Probably.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
But, and that's specifically for this team. Because I do not feel, and I feel like I've said this numerous times.
You have to get the most out of your cheapest players.
See, and I agree with that. And we're going to get around to the other side of that in just a second. I feel like I've been really consistent about this. I do not believe that the Cowboys' current management can win on an even playing field. Like, I think they have to have, whether it's cheap quarterback or, like, all of your draft picks hitting unbelievably in the first 3 years before you have to pay them. I do not believe that the Cowboys management structure can win on an even playing.
And that was one of the reasons they invested so heavily in their coaching staff a few years ago.
Yes.
Was they were like, look, we got to get the most out of our cheap players. If that's how we're going to do this, if we're going to build this by saying we're paying high-end players high-end money, then we got to get the most out of our cheapest, our younger players the most. We got to invest in coaching staff. That's why they like head coaches in those positions. They feel like they can communicate well. And now they're in a different place with this coaching staff.
So let's go to the other side of the salary cap spectrum. Jimmy Johnson said the biggest thing for the Cowboys, it's important for any team, is to stay healthy. But when you look at the construction of the Cowboys roster, again, from a monetary standpoint, they are pretty top heavy. So I'll ask my next question is this. Can the Cowboys avoid injuries to their highest paid talent?
No. The position of quarterback calls for you're getting hit the most.
Yeah.
It's just a reality. The position of wide receiver calls for you're getting hit as just as much as that guy. That's just the reality. Now, CeeDee Lamb's been relatively healthy, but he had the shoulder injury last year and battled through it all season. And the numbers show that, you know, even though he fought through it, it was down just a little bit.
Sure.
And then Micah has not proven to be 100% all the time. And he'll, now granted, that dude will fight through things. We've seen it. I want to be out there. I just want to be out on the field. But I just do feel like that's, now I can't say that they're going to be out for the season. I can't predict where that lands, but I'm more likely to say 51% they are going to be, one of those guys is going to get injured because that's just the nature of the game.
Alec? This does feel like a pretty pivotal question for the season.
It does, because your mind instantly goes to the quarterback, and it's tough to give a fair answer on that one given his history, but at the same time, the nature of the injuries being so random. And then I start thinking about, well, Deron Bland. We've had that conversation about him a few times, and you know, he's a guy that is in the future going to need a deal. You talk about Trayvon Diggs, who already has the deal, and he's not going to be ready week one. So this team the past 4 or 5 years with some of their highest paid talent, you talk about Zeke after he got his deal and that decline, the history just says no. So I have to lean in that direction. And then I'm pleasantly surprised if it doesn't happen, but I think you have to logically say quarterback is the number one concern when it comes to that. And he's shown, you know, whether it's his fault or not, which it's probably not, that that's just not going to happen. To Corey's point, he's going to get hit a lot, especially if the younger offensive linemen don't pick up in the way that we're hoping they do. He's going to get hit a lot. So it's probably going to happen.
Now, Corey, I know you have your own separate issue with one of the narratives that's developed out of this, and I want to get to that in just 1 second. But my first question, you saw the Cowboys were working out James Houston, Jesse Luketa, and Cameron Klein. Are you intrigued to see all the players that the Cowboys are going to bring in and potentially sign during camp, or do you view the timing of it all as that's a de facto camp body?
I'm glad that they're doing it earlier than last year. Remember last year they were like, Carl Lawson's name's out there.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's wait.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you waiting so long? And then he was gassed. Like he didn't get a full camp in. And I think that's where, I know the Cowboys are like, look, we don't care if Micah gets a full camp in. These other guys, though, we might want to give them some opportunities.
Right.
So yes, I do care that they're doing it earlier than, you know, midway through this freaking camp. So that's for sure.
Alec?
James Houston intrigues me. You know, that was a name that was prominent for a few years. He was really, really good. And I think it was John Owning who tweeted some good numbers about him. Double-digit pass rush win rate each year of his career. So it's a guy that even at the later stages of his career has at least been able to play the game. Is he the same guy he was 5 years ago? Absolutely not. But the other names, you know, I think de facto camp body, but James Houston is a guy that I wouldn't mind just having on the roster as a rotational guy because I think he's still talented.
And Corey, there are a variety of things I think when people tweet them out or put them in an article, you should stop following or listening to that person because they're unserious people.
Oh,
what do you think about the weird narrative that some people have said they're doing these tryouts to try to put pressure on Micah to sign, which I think is an insane thing to say.
It's laughable. That possible potential idea is very laughable, but because nobody's putting pressure on Micah, he has no pressure on him.
Yeah,
you're gonna take my job. Okay.
Cool.
What was this whole thing about anyway?
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of times people will come up with a narrative and they want to see it through.
This one I'm really fascinated by, and I'll go ahead and tip my hand. My answer is fundamentally no. Could that happen? Sure. But DallasCowboys.com's number one question: have the Cowboys done enough to become contenders? Or have the Cowboys become contenders? Like, I think that's a silly question.
Because talent-wise?
Yeah, like, no. What did they do to become a contender? They participated in the draft like every other team?
Yeah, talent-wise, they did not add enough. They fixed some places. They replaced some things. I can't say that Tyler Booker is going to be that much better than Zach Martin was last year. Last year, specifically. His career, we'll have to see. But hearing him say that he wants to see the life drain out of people's eyes, yes, I like it.
Hell yeah.
Coaching-wise, we don't know yet. Like, we have no clue what a Schottenheimer head coach offense and defense is going to be. So the jury's out on that. So the jury's out on this team on a lot of different things until they prove otherwise. They are at a flat place with me. A flat place. I'm not any lower. I'm not any higher. They're at a flat place of prove what you are, good or bad. That's where I stand with this team right now.
Over the course of the offseason, kind of what you were alluding to, Kevin, they just existed to me. Like, they did everything they were supposed to do because they have to.
Yeah.
To play football games. But if you want to talk about from a leadership standpoint, like, I think they have the right guy in place because he's winning all the press conferences and he's winning all of the players' hearts over. So I think they took a step in one small area to make progress in that direction. I don't think they've gotten to that spot at all. I don't think any move they made, you know, it would be different if the Chiefs made the George Pickens trade. People call that a winning move. You know,
yeah,
but the Cowboys are not close enough to where people are hailing that as a winning move, because if they were that close, if they were on a tear like the Chiefs have been the past 5 years, that is a winning move that gets talked about a lot
right. More. Yeah,
but they're not that close yet. So I think they're making progress, but they're not there. Not at all.
Now, I was going to eventually ask this question, but I was listening to Sean, RJ, Peyton, Bobby, Aiden, sometimes other people too, this morning. Brett Boone.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio. And Bobby didn't say it was going to happen, but he was like giving his look at his 53-man roster. And he wondered, opined, if you will, if Luke Schoonmaker could be a surprise cut. I have to admit, I would be stunned if that happened. And so that leads to my question that I had before Bobby even was just, he was giving information. I thought it was a very fascinating segment. But I was surprised to hear him say that or even ask about that. Are folks sleeping on Luke Schoonmaker?
Dude, they have 15 tight ends.
That they do. And they have a pretty decent track record of
Tyler Neville, Rivaldo Fairweather at the back end of this thing.
That's a cool name.
And then Princeton Fant, Span Ford, John Stevens Jr., Scooney's currently second on the depth chart.
Yep.
I don't know how much Schottenheimer loves him. You know, maybe that was a McCarthy guy all along. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure where Ferguson sits with this team. I think the organization looks at Ferguson and goes, when he's there, like completely, he's really good. Like he's a physical, you know, but for Schoonmaker, what name is he really made for himself? I see what you're saying, because you have expectations for him. What name is he made, though? And granted, a lot of these guys on this team haven't made a name for themselves.
No, you're right. It's just, for me, I would be stunned, especially knowing the way the Cowboys do business, that they would release their second round pick from 2 years ago. And I think that's the main thing. But then again, I also thought Jake Ferguson last year was going to be outstanding and like make this draft pick look foolish, and that most certainly did not happen.
The you don't want them though to make the mistake of giving a Jalen Smith contract to him.
Agreed.
Like he's not in that place.
By the way, and I don't want them to make the mistake of playing him because he was a second round pick. Like that part I think is foolish, because it's your resources already been used. If you've watched him, whether it's in the games, in the preseason, in the practices, in the offseason, you're like, whoops, this kid ain't got it. Like, don't push him out on the field. I don't think any of us want to see
that. But I see where you're saying, like, are they sleeping on him? The production has been good, but nothing that makes me go, oh, I'm just waiting for him to jump off the page. That's what I'm waiting for, is for him to jump off the screen, off the field, for me to go, dude, they have to have that guy.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
and it hasn't been there.
There's a lot of other tight ends that are going to get opportunities until he proves otherwise.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, how about we do a little AM on the FM?
We got the question of the day, plus distance runners are not human, and I finally understand Corey. I'm going to explain next.
Oh, look.
Rocker with the two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with that hard slider down. And that'll be the final out here in the top half of the sixth.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Hopefully we've got the youth of the nation with us as well, as the Rangers are coming off a series victory over the Tigers. But right now, something that is always guaranteed to be fun and informative, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Live on Twitch and YouTube as well. If you want to use that to answer the question. And then, runners are not human. Distance runners are not human. And I finally understand the brain of Corey Majors. I'm going to explain that here in just a little bit.
I'm interested in this.
Alec, can I ask you my question of the day?
Sure.
We're going to start talking with Mickey Spagnuolo again tomorrow. He said this is his 40th time spending at least 1 week in Cowboys training camp starting in 1985.
Ooh.
And only missing the 1988 camp because he was covering the Summer Olympics. Do you think we should ask him if that was worth it?
And like, it's a fair question.
Yeah.
That is a flex, though, that I've been to 40 of these
really
things
is.
And the one
in
time
row,
I missed it,
yeah.
The one time I missed it, something called the Olympics. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
In a row.
Yeah. What a guy. So I say
watch
yes.
Watch out through the parking lot. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
I say that is valid,
okay.
And I say you should ask him.
Okay.
But the question of the day, gentlemen, we go to the National Day calendar as we always do. This is a very random grouping of holidays today. You have National Get Out of the Doghouse Day.
Oh.
So if you're in trouble, this is your day to get out of the doghouse. Today is National Be Someone Day.
Ooh.
Which okay. I kind of like. I kind of like the different ways you could go there, but it's also National Junk Food Day. So that being said, what is your favorite junk food that you just can't resist? 877-881-1053. Because I feel like it changes with the seasons for me most of the time. Like whenever you get into the colder times of the year, it's usually something like from the bakery section that gets me, you know, whether it's a good brownie or a cookie or something. But during the summer, for me, it's usually chips because I'm always snacking. Because I try to be outdoors a lot, so burning a lot of calories, burning a lot of energy. So I got to have something in the system. So it's usually a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. That
yes,
is my weakness.
Yes.
That is my ultimate weakness. I go through way too many of them on a given week. Especially when we have like vending machines around
that work.
Yeah. that have the baby bags and stuff. I just can't resist. I can't stay away from the Cool Ranch Doritos. That will be my ultimate summer weakness when it comes to junk food.
I think I'm with you because I imagine like even social situations where somebody's like, "Do you want a Cheeto?"
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, all right.
Of course. I'm never gonna say no to that.
I shouldn't, or I'm not hungry. I'll eat a Cheeto."
Yeah.
Or several.
Yeah, Cheetos definitely are. Heck, I mean, I saw a bag yesterday, and I was like, "There it is, it's my bag now." You know?
Oh.
Huh.
But I will probably say my wife's pies and her like peach cobbler.
Mm.
What's the difference between a cobbler and a pie?
The shape of the dish.
Okay.
I guess I don't know. 877-881-1053. Answer Kevin's question.
I want that to be what you do now.
I just love how direct
that is. Throw it to
is.
The fan text and just say, answer that question.
You know, well, yesterday, hold on, maybe y'all know. We're driving back from Memphis, and Avery goes, we saw fire on the side of the road.
Oh.
Fire.
That's not good.
And Avery goes, "Dad, when fire is burning, is oxygen on fire?" And I was like, "Man, I don't even have a clue." I was trying to go back into, you know, high school and remember all these things. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, "You're in high school, damn it. Shouldn't you know this?"
Oh, that's a good point.
And
that's
then I started,
bad.
And then I was like, well.
Is that how you said it to him?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was my first thought, Kevin.
Okay.
Not my first thing I said to him.
Okay.
But then I was like, we have become very reliant on Google.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, "Google it, kid." You know, that's usually the thing that I say is, I don't know all the answers, but I know how to find them.
Can you imagine you used to have to like get up, put on respectable clothes, get in the car and go to the library?
Or call your grandfather?
Yeah.
And be like, "You're old. You've seen things in this world."
I was starting to think at least 80% of the conflict in your life is the setup to these questions.
Old people know things. They know more. They're just more experienced.
Mm.
Case in point, driving on the highway. Left lanes for what, gentlemen?
Passing.
That's right.
That's exactly right. How many times do you think I pass some 18-year-old kid in a giant truck that doesn't understand? I'm supposed to get over when I'm going 70 while the speed limit's 75 or 85. You know, like, I'm supposed to move over. Why do we know this? Because we're older and we're more experienced than those young idiots.
I like that.
They won't get over. The ones that are getting over, I'm okay with, though. They're not idiots.
Corey's got some very firm stances today.
On driving.
What if it take? Does it ever take them too long to get over, and eventually they get over? But you're like, that's.
I give them as much time as I can.
Okay.
And then I'm like, look, I'm on your butt now, and that's not where I want to be.
Huh. Speak for yourself. 877-881-1053. Lots of responses to Corey's question. That was actually Kevin's question about the cobbler versus pie. The 817 saying that pie has a dry crust and cobbler has a more moist crust, if you will.
Okay, see, and I like this person who cut right to the chase. I have no idea if this is accurate. From the 318, cobbler equals crust on the top mostly. Pie equals crust on the bottom. And they're like, other than that, that's the same thing.
I like how simple that is. I like that one more than the one that I read because they said wetter and I didn't want to read that, you know, because
why do people hate the word moist?
Because moist is more fun for me, so I don't hate it. So I think I'm part of the problem because I use it to upset other people.
Kevin, you seem to have had a thought.
Yeah.
You covered your face like, oh my gosh. People hate the word moist.
Yeah, what's wrong with it being moist?
I feel like it's taken on a very defined sexual connotation that makes people uncomfortable.
So you're saying if I'm out there, I'm like, the warm air penetration is creating a more moist environment.
Yeah, that's weird. If you just walk around and use penetration as part of your regular conversation, but like, and you could tell me that Converse Judson won some state title because they had more penetrations, because that's the way we used to decide tie games in the playoffs. That's a fact in Texas football. Look it up. It's weird now.
Can you imagine if that Kansas City Buffalo game was decided on penetrations?
That would be unbelievable. They're like, well, they have to go for two here because they're trailing in penetrations. Like, that would be so weird. Because we're a perverted society and we've sexualized like every word.
Oh man, this took so many turns.
This is my favorite segment every day.
But like, thanks, man.
You could take any phrase and you're like, oh yeah, hustle up. We got to get going. Yeah. We should get going.
If we
like,
just did a whole show of Alec asking us questions, would you love that?
I mean, as long as the bosses were on vacation and incapable of listening day.
The audience would love it.
Hey, towards the end of the year, maybe we can make something happen.
There we go.
That would be fun because I like the twists and turns that come with this because it's a pretty simple, like straightforward question.
I don't even remember what your question was. Junk food.
National Junk Food Day has turned into the sexual connotations of words. So I love this show. I really do. But it is National Junk Food Day. So what is your favorite junk food? 877-881-1053. Get a few more in here before we go to the simple fact the distance runners are not human. Let's see. My homemade chips and salsa from the 214. That will always be elite. Chips and salsa of any general salsa, I'm cool with.
Okay, let me ask you a question about that. Does that feel like maybe your favorite junk food as opposed to your go-to junk food because there's like maybe a little bit more work?
Yeah.
If they said it's their homemade chips and salsa, like, I know this is not the case. There can be lots of things that are, like, not good for you that you make. But I always think of junk food as, like, you just grab the thing in the bag or with the wrapper or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If there's a lot of effort involved, it's got to be a special occasion for me. I just love grabbing the bag of chips because it's easy to make a lot of mistakes, you know, because all you have to do is just... If it's already open, that's half the work already taken out for me. So I see the gas station hot dog covered in mustard and onions from the 682. That is very specific, and I appreciate that. Another very specific one from the 214, Lay's Stacks. So like the almost Pringle take.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know those
Dude,
ones.
Dude, Fritos Scoops.
Yes.
Fritos, because they're so salty.
Frito. By themselves?
And yes. I'll eat them by themselves. That's fine. Yeah, give me whatever. I love Fritos Scoops.
Okay.
But I don't go like actively seek them. unless I'm cooking chili.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I'll throw some Frito scoops in there.
Okay.
Or if I want like a some sort of like, I really want them, but I don't ever actively go. Usually I have them because they're there. And okay. then I'm like, there they are. And I'm eating them now because I love them.
Follow up scoop question, if I may. If you are dipping it in something, do you just dip it like a regular chip or do you do the scoop
as
where
much
you try
as you
to
can.
Make it look like there's like a little pool in there?
Yes. And then go, oh. That's the way it should be. That's what they're built for.
Okay. I agree.
Can't do it with a regular Frito.
You're honoring them.
Mm. Guys, you might not know off the dome the name Connor Mance, but he is the American record holder for the marathon and the half marathon. And there is an app out there for any runners out there. You will know what I'm talking about. It's called Strava, where you can
yes.
you can track your runs. And it's almost like a social media app where people can follow you. You can follow your friends and you can just follow each other's like running progress. And so him being a world-class athlete, it's kind of fun that he downloaded this app, made an account, and he started tracking his runs on there for people to actually keep up with. And the other day, I think it was last week, he documented one of his runs as he's training for his next marathon. He went 24.03 miles on this run at an average mile pace of 5 minutes and 35 seconds
Ugh.
Per mile. And they track Jeez. Stats about this too. He had an average power output of 369 watts, nice, gained 354 feet in elevation, and burned almost 1,700 calories on that one run.
What a run. That's not quite a marathon, though. Seems like he kind of shorted himself there. Got
he
a little
did.
Lazy.
That is a fascinating. I wouldn't say that, but that is a fascinating place to stop.
But maybe I can impress you a little bit more.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He had a 4 mile pickup right in the middle of this run where he, in consecutive miles, went 442, 439, 438, then 434.
That's unbelievable.
A 4 mile consecutive stretch where he just improved, improved, improved into the 4.5 minute range. So just a friendly reminder that Olympic level distance runners are not human.
Yeah.
And then I kind of understand the brain of Corey Majors now.
Good luck.
I went on a boat for the first time yesterday.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah. Went out to Lake Louisville for a friend's birthday. They rented out like a little party boat.
Boats are awesome.
Spent 3 or 4 hours on that boat. I somehow amazingly did not get sunburned because usually, people of my complexion usually don't do too well in 3 hours of sun.
Fair skin.
Yeah, very fair skinned. I actually tanned a little bit. I don't know how. This is incredible. I feel great today. I'm exhausted because the sun just absolutely took any energy that I had left. But it's a good kind of exhausting. I was a designated driver, so I didn't do any of the hard partying, if you will. I didn't drink, so I got to watch everybody make the bad mistakes, and I just made sure I kept my sunscreen on. But first time ever being on a boat, and now I think that was the worst decision I ever made.
Oh, no.
Because now in the next 5 to 10 years, yeah, I have to get rich.
You want
to
be a lake person.
I have to get a boat.
Yes.
Like, I loved everything about it. For most of it, I was just chilling on the bench, just enjoying the sun, enjoying looking out in the water. I felt like such an old man, but everybody was, you know, taking shots and stuff. I'm over here just looking into the distance.
Water's so cool. Water's awesome.
It was so calm. I loved it. It was amazing.
So if you knew somebody who their family had a lake house and a boat,
I would definitely go to their lake house.
That's right.
If they all they have to do is invite me one time and I'll be there.
That's right.
Man, July 4th.
There's one invitation.
Okay.
And I guarantee I'll be there.
One singular invitation.
I'll put that to the test with you. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Are the injury woes already stacking up for the Lions? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Stafford to the air for the 13th time. Or sacked. Brought down by Levi Onwuzurike after the pressure from the new acquisition, Marcus Davenport.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. What say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip and rip it.
And, you know, Mike Tirico just made reference to the player right there, Levi Onwuzurike, already out for the season for the Lions, their defensive tackle, with a torn ACL. So he's out for the year. Taylor Decker had shoulder surgery, and the Lions hope that he can practice after the Hall of Fame game. So hopefully that won't be as problematic. But just for a team that, especially defensively, I know, got ravaged by injury last year, this does not feel like the most auspicious start.
Are they done already? You're ready to mark them off
no,
for the season?
No, I'm not ready.
They were able to do what they did last year despite all the injuries.
Yeah.
But now they don't have Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn.
Oh, okay.
So they're done.
I'm not saying they're done.
Might as well focus on 2020 next year.
Six. Mm-hmm. Especially since David Montgomery said, everyone's tired of being close. We need to finish. And so, like, I'm definitely not going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
All right. Jayden Blue. A lot of people got caught up in this over the weekend. Jayden Blue has responded to the article or the assessment by someone that came out in an article that the coaching staff was concerned that he was borderline lazy and they were looking to change some of his habits. Blue went on social media and said, LMAO, taking time out y'all day to make fake article about me for attention.
Mm-hmm. I've seen multiple people suggest that was a definite UT coaches' thoughts on him.
Oh.
But then nobody's really thought that yet here.
Okay.
And he's working hard to try and clean that. So we'll find out when we get out there. We'll do our asking around for sure. But that's what I'm seeing a couple of other people say at the moment.
Does it bother you that even comes up? Just like, whether it's a concern, whether it's a distraction, whatever.
I mean, obviously, when you're going through the process, you're like, he's a college kid. And what is the work ethic? Kevin, Jadeveon Clowney, I thought, was not going to be what everybody expected him to be. And I had other reasons to think that.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the guy work. But yeah, it does concern me a little bit of the work ethic at a young age. That's where college is, where you start to build the habits. High school is where you start to build the habits of becoming great. You can rely on talent, but now what's the next phase of it? So I think he's going to have a quick learning process here, and now he's got to do everything he can to go prove everybody wrong about it.
Now, the Cincinnati Bengals director of player personnel, Duke Tobin, is definitely cutting right to the chase on a few of these things. First of all, he said Trey Hendrickson is under contract. We expect him to be there. For Shamar Stewart, he said, I don't blame Shamar. He's listening to the advice he's paying for. I don't understand the advice. We're treating him fairly.
Hold on. You're doing something that nobody else is doing.
Yes.
So how's that treating him fairly?
Can I tell you what makes it even worse? Is you've seen how many second round picks now have gotten fully guaranteed deals, and Tyler Shuck just got a fully guaranteed deal, but somebody who's taken, I don't know, like 30 picks before him cannot get some of the language in the contract removed to make it fully guaranteed because the Bengals are looking to be the only team in the NFL that are doing this to their first round pick, and they're treating him fairly.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like fair across the board in the NFL.
It's something they've never done in their first round contract.
Yeah, and now if they're saying, if they came out and they were like, look, we're trying to revolutionize the game in this, then that would be a different conversation. But they're acting like it's normal and it's not. And that's where you're like, ah. Now the Trey Hendrickson thing,
I get it.
That's negotiation, buddy. Like that's just the way that you can expect him to be there. And I still think it's more effective to be there and be like, but I'm not practicing. I think that's more effective, but that's part of negotiation. That's the way that it is.
Shamar Stewart, by the way, one of only five draft picks who haven't signed yet. The other four unsigned draft picks across the entire NFL are all second round picks, and we've discussed quite extensively throughout the offseason about some of the holdups for second round picks. All right, let's go from that. Will Levis is going to have season ending shoulder surgery. And honestly, it doesn't really feel like that big of a deal for like general football world. I'm sure for him, it is a humongous deal, and I hope he recovers and everything turns out super great. But by the time he's ready to play again, he will be 27.
Is that old in football years?
I mean, if you consider the fact
in college for sure, Corey,
that he's only played 21 games and they weren't particularly impressive, so much so that the team's already moved in another direction and now he's going to need surgery and miss the entirety of the year.
I don't know how much longer teams want to wait around for you.
Yeah. It's amazing how quick that can change.
Oh, too, yeah, right? Man. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you're a young kid with lots of potential, and then within a couple of years, you're no longer a young kid with potential. You're an unproven commodity that's just kind of becoming a drain on what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want.
And like we said, they pick their new guy, and they're ready to move on. Yep. So, unfortunately, he can't be their backup for now. By the way, I meant to clarify this. Shamar Stewart hasn't shown up at
what?
Bengals camp. Okay, I feel like that was obvious.
Where is he?
What we were talking about, all the stuff we went over.
But where is he right now?
I don't know.
Maybe, is he working out?
You know what? Maybe he just didn't take the team plane, but he showed up anyway.
He walked?
Probably not. The Seattle Seahawks have released Noah Fant. And George Karloftis got paid. 4-year, $93 million deal with the Chiefs. That includes $62 million guaranteed. Karloftis has recorded 24.5 sacks over his first three seasons with the Chiefs, which, you know.
He turned out to be all right, huh?
Yeah, he turned out to be all right.
Does it feel like the Chiefs treat their players fairly?
Yeah, not
like I know we had the situation for a few years with the defensive tackle. Chris Jones, you know, where he was sitting up in the suite with his agents and everything. But it just feels like, let's go ahead and get let's get Mahomes taken care of early. Let's get this taken care of early. It just feels like they're like, yeah, when we have good players, we're going to take care of them really quickly.
I just think the Chiefs are stupid. He's only played 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So he can still play his fourth year. And then he still has his fifth-year option. Why would you pay for a player that far ahead of time that you really like and think is part of your future when the prices always go up on players like this? They're dumb.
They're going to pay down now?
Yeah, they're going to pay less money now? That's stupid. Why not wait until the last minute and pay lots more money? That's the way I think you're supposed to do. Well, then
what's
again,
your point?
My point was the Chiefs probably don't know anything about winning.
They've won a few Super Bowls recently, but it's all Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
I've been told.
Hmm. I don't know. I've seen that defense. That defense is pretty dang good.
Their coach.
I mean, their coach is good, too. Oh, man.
What I've heard.
All right, so let's talk about J.C. Tretter. And what do you believe and what do you not believe? So J.C. Tretter is resigning from the NFL Players Association. The former union president had come back last year as the NFLPA's chief strategy officer. There was thoughts that he was the odds-on favorite to take over for Lloyd Howell. Now, he says...
What happened to Lloyd Howell?
You remember he had to step down. Now, there's the cover story and there's the real story. Well, my opinion. The real story is that they found out that he was working with a business that had been given the thumbs up by the NFL. But the cover story is a couple times he took a limo to the strip club.
No!
And that's why they had to get rid of him. I will let you decide which was the actual reason.
If he'd have paid for the limo to the strip club on his own.
Yeah.
Thumbs up?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
But because he put it on the company tab?
Yeah, it was a transgression so devastating that they had to get rid of him. And it wasn't that other thing that they said, don't worry about.
I can't expense that then.
I would not. That's just my
opinion.
That's
your suggestion.
Yes, that's true. So Tretter said, over the last couple of days, it's gotten very, very difficult for my family. So here are the bullet points. I have no interest in being executive director. I have no interest in being considered. I've left the executive committee. Know that.
Dang.
And so he is not interested. There are some people who question whether or not he was going to get the job because maybe there'd been some backlash that goes along with that as well. But he has taken himself out of consideration. He will not be the next leader of the NFLPA. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, following the series win against the Tigers, give us a bold Rangers prediction for the rest of the regular season. Make it bold. Next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.